Haitians and international aid workers are still grappling with the immediate needs of earthquake victims in Port-au-Prince. But in Washington, attention is beginning to focus on longer-term issues, such as good government for Haiti.
The hearing will come to order.
Republican Senator Richard Lugar cited a new poll in the Miami Herald newspaper of 400 Haitian Americans that shows a clear majority have lost faith in the Haitian government's ability to rebuild the country.
63% disapprove of how Haitian President René Préval's government has responded. The unhappiness runs so deep that a majority of Haitian Americans support the United Nations and the international community taking over Haiti's day-to-day operations, at least until Haiti recovers from the catastrophe.
The poll indicates that two-thirds of Haitian Americans would be willing to move back to Haiti temporarily to help with the reconstruction. In contrast to their dissatisfaction with the Haitian government's response, 96% said they approve of the U.S. government's response, and 88% approve of the United Nations response. Some Haitians have criticized President René Préval for not being more visible and for not communicating better since the disaster. Dr. Ronnie Francois, the incoming director of public health for the U.S. state of Georgia, indicated that he agreed.
I can certainly understand that there would be an initial paralysis in any leader. But from my perspective, crises, again, are where good leaders define themselves.
Dr. Francois and other panel members emphasized the magnitude of the destruction in Haiti. Paul Farmer, the UN Deputy Special Envoy for Haiti, said, try to imagine the same disaster in Washington.
What would it be like to look around you and see every federal building collapse? The White House, the houses, the Dirksen building, all of them. And that's, of course, what we've seen in Haiti.
Committee members and several witnesses agreed that the United Nations should lead the effort to rebuild Haiti. James Dobbins, a security analyst with the RAND Corporation, said Haiti is going to require an international security presence for quite some time. He said, contrary to some media reports, the vast majority of Haitians are peaceful.
One is only to regard the patience with which the people of Port-au-Prince has awaited succor over the last 2 weeks to recognize its essentially peaceful character. Haiti is no Somalia, Iraq, or Afghanistan.
The committee's chairman, Democratic Senator John Kerry, said the immense tragedy in Haiti provides an opportunity to rebuild the country in a sustainable way, and there is a real chance for Haitians to reimagine their country as they rebuild it. Cindy Sain, VOA News.